This is Fracturing Football, where producers Jack Edwards and Noah Lichtenberg break down the latest in fantasy football news.
Welcome to the second show of this season of Fracturing Football. I'm your host, Noah Lichtenberg, and alongside of me, I have my co-host, Jack Edwards.
Thanks, Noah. For this second episode of the season, we have a returning guest from last season, as well as two brand new guys. I want you guys to kind of introduce yourselves.
What's up, guys? My name is Matt. I was on the show a handful of times last year, and I'm very excited to return. This is a great show.
I'm Luke Donovan. I'm a second year looking to be in the sports department.
I'm Spencer Fleischer, also a second year, also looking to be in the sports department.
All right, so during today's show, we're going to go through who performed well, who did not, who to pick up, and who to drop. So first off, we're going to start off with Alvin Kamara, who I am a personal favorite. He is on one of my teams. I named my team Lights Kamara Action, and he scored 43 points in PPR leagues. What do you guys think about him?
It's crazy to see him because, I mean, we saw him last year. He was one of the top rookies in the entire NFL, and I think that he's just an electric guy, and I think that, especially in these first 4 weeks without Mark Ingram, he's going to be the number one guy in fantasy. I mean, not going to put up 40 points every week in PPR leagues, but, I mean, he's going to get up there. He is as talented a guy as I've seen in the league in many years.
And he also only had 17 touches this week, so if they, like, improve his workload, then he'll get more points.
Yeah, definitely. I drafted Alvin Kamara, I think, with, like, the third or fourth pick or something like that, so very, very happy with that selection. He is definitely the workhorse on my team. He's looking great for, you know, the start of the season, coming off a rookie season. You know, you can compare him to like Zeke or Dak Prescott. You know, they had a fantastic rookie season. Dak's second year, not so much, but Zeke was still a beast. I think Alvin Kamara is kind of following in their footsteps.
Yeah, so another person who's coming off a great season last year is Tyreek Hill. And in PPR leagues, he was just behind Alvin Kamara with 42 points. Is this going to be consistent? Because now he has the new quarterback in Patrick Mahomes, who has more of an arm than Alex Smith.
See, my issue with Tyreek Hill, I have him in one of my leagues, and I absolutely love him. I had him last year as well. But the thing with him is his first two touches in the game on Sunday were both touchdowns. Now, you're not going to get that from him every game. As electric as he is, with that ridiculous speed he has, he's not going to do that every single week. So you can't count on him to be that explosive and have three total touchdowns every week. But with Patrick Mahomes, so I think is going to be an absolutely great quarterback, and he's got that arm. I mean, we saw him drop that 70-yard bomb in the preseason. I think there's no reason why you can't expect him to be one of the top wide receivers, which is surprising considering where he was drafted in many leagues. He was like a late second, early third-round pick in a lot of leagues, which is going to be surprising for, I think, how well he's going to produce at least this year.
I agree. A lot of things. Tyreek Hill, he's not going to get 40 points every week. He had a punt return, which got him 6 points first play that he was in. And I feel like that's a big reason that started the day off for him. Then he got two touchdowns afterwards, which was solid.
All right, so we're talking about QBs with Patrick Mahomes, who had a great fantasy performance. But what about Ryan Fitzpatrick? Like, some people are even saying he could be the early choice for MVP. What do you guys think?
I don't agree with that, like, at all.
I mean, he had a great game, but again, it was in Saints defense, who, I mean, they weren't very good last year. The secondary is mediocre at best. He threw the ball 28 times for 417 yards. Like, that's just an outlier for me. I mean, you're not going to see Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think, even start beyond week three, because you're going to have Jameis Winston coming back, who, I mean, he's not only the long-term guy, but I think he's a more talented quarterback, at least in the long term. If Fitzpatrick's more of a veteran guy.
So for these next 2 weeks before Jameis Winston comes back, do you guys think Ryan Fitzpatrick would be a good pickup on the waiver wire? Because right now he was only started in 0.47% of ESPN fantasy leagues, and he's only owned on 1.15% of ESPN fantasy football leagues. So would you guys pick him up on the waiver wire?
I would pick him up, but I would bench him week two and see how he does, and if he plays as well as he did in week one, then maybe start him week three.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that Ryan Fitzpatrick could be, you know, a bench pickup like you said, but I feel like this might have just been a one-hit wonder. You know, we see that a lot early in the season. Lots of random QBs coming out and scoring a ton of points in fantasy especially. So I don't know. I think that Ryan Fitzpatrick is a good backup, but definitely not a starter.
I agree, especially with the tough Eagles defense he plays next week. I feel like that's going to be a very tough matchup for him. We'll be interested to see how DeSean Jackson and Mike Evans allow Fitzpatrick to throw for four more touchdowns. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Fracturing Football. In this next segment, there was a lot of great performers in that week one. It was a lot of entertaining games over there, especially with the Chiefs game. They had Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes exploding. But on the other side, you had guys like Kareem Hunt and Travis Kelce completely underperforming, putting up 4 points and 1 point for Travis Kelce. I think, what do you guys kind of think about those guys and those performances in that week one? Is it an outlier, or is it something to kind of look forward to for the rest of the year?
I think with Kareem Hunt, this was a worse score than he had in 15 of his 16 games as a rookie in 2017. So personally, I'm not that worried about Kareem Hunt. I think that he's going to get back up to his typical standards. I think it was just a rough week adjusting with the new quarterback. And with how well Tyreek Hill was doing, they didn't need to run the ball as much.
Yeah, I think that Kareem Hunt is similar to the situation we're talking about with Alvin Kamara, but switched. I feel like it's not super common to see rookies have an explosive year and then come back and keep that high intensity up. So I'm like, if we compare him to Kareem Hunt, like obviously, you know, he's not as good. But I think that Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt is too early to judge for sure. And I think that he definitely has some gas in the tank. It's just a matter of figuring it out, you know, getting past those that second year wall.
I think that Kareem Hunt will bounce back. I feel like the Chiefs will have to run the ball. I'm more nervous about Kelce because I feel like Tyreek Hill and Mahomes had the instant connection. I don't know if Kelce has that with Mahomes, and I feel like Hill is going to be the dominant receiver, but I feel like Hunt can still run the ball.
So the reason why Kelce was so good last year is because Alex Smith loves throwing to his tight ends, and they don't have Alex Smith anymore. So I'm also worried about Kelce and how he's going to bounce back from this.
So shifting to another team, Jack was talking about people doing well in the system. And one thing I'm worried about is with Dak Prescott is and the system surrounding him with his receivers. Like, he doesn't have the options at wide receiver. And this week he had 8 fantasy points, which is not the first time that he's been under 10 points. It's his fifth in the past 11 games that for the fifth time that he's in the past 11 games that he's been under 10 points. And this was with Zeke back, so he doesn't have that excuse of Zeke being gone.
Yeah, and the thing is too is that Zeke can't do everything, you know. So they need to really build up their receiving core or figure out how to make those guys stars, because Dak can't run the ball every time. They can't dump it off to Zeke or hand it off to Zeke every play, because, you know, defenses are going to figure that out within 3 plays. So it's just a matter of, you know, building up the core they have and getting a better one, you know.
All right, so some other team performances that were subpar, to say the least, are by the Saints defense as well as the Bills defense.
I had the Saints defense because when I looked at the Saints defense in a lot of drafts, my draft strategy wasn't necessarily to take a high defensive pick. I was going to take somebody who had a good week one matchup and then just rotate my defenses week on week. I picked the Saints because I felt like, oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tampa Bay, they're not going to be very good week one. I turned out I was very wrong. I mean, -9 points in for a defense, I mean, that was just catastrophic. I mean, the leagues that I lost in where I had him, I wasn't too close. But I feel like a lot of people, if you had the Saints defense, that could almost hurt you to a point where you may be losing matchups because your defense is not helping you. It's actually really hurting you significantly.
Yeah, and with the Bills defense, one thing I know we were talking about in the break was if you're looking for a defense to pick up, pick someone who's playing the Bills. Because right now, their quarterback situation, we'll see how Josh Allen does, but Nathan Peterman, if you're playing Nathan Peterman, you need to pick up that defense. Because as we have seen, I'm sad to say this, but he may not be fit to play in the NFL.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Fracturing Football. Now we're going to talk about players to pick up. I think one of the guys I like is Philip Lindsay. He had 15 carries for 71 yards and 18.2 fantasy points. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting point to bring up because there's also Royce Freeman there in Denver. So I'm not sure how I feel. I think he did have the same amount of touches. And one thing that I would be interested in if you need a flex position is that especially if you're in a PPR league, because he was used a lot more in the passing game, whereas Royce Freeman was typically used just for rushing.
Yeah, I don't know much about Royce Freeman. I do know that Leonard Fournette, I picked him up last year, and he was a beast. So Do we know, is there a timetable when he's returning? Do we know?
I don't think there is, but he is a sprained hamstring
right
now.
It says he's day-to-day.
They were optimistic about him. I think if I'm the Jaguars, you have Leonard Fournette, he's your franchise running back for years to come. I don't risk him the next couple of weeks, and that hurts fantasy teams who picked him up early on in the draft, at least.
And then Doug Baldwin also sprained his MCL, and it's probably a four-week recovery time.
Yeah, so with Leonard Fournette, if you are in a league where TJ Yeldon is available, he's only owned in 8% of leagues. So if you're looking for someone to pick up in these next 2 days before the waiver wire goes, you want to pick up TJ Yeldon, who got 14 points after coming in to replace Fournette. And I like what Jack said about Fournette being potentially trying to keep him safe, like unlike how the Colts did with Andrew Luck. But
yeah, TJ Yeldon was surprising. So he's in my team. I didn't draft him. He was an auto pick. TJ Yeldon, yeah, 14 points. He actually scored more than my flex position, Sterling Shepard. So I'm probably about to switch those guys out. But yeah, very surprising performance for him, especially coming out, you know, in the middle of a game, just dropping 14 points. Crazy.
Since Doug Baldwin is injured, you might want to pick up Tyler Lockett or Brandon Marshall. Last week, Tyler Lockett had 14.9 points, and Brandon Marshall also had 13.6. So those two players would be good pickups.
And I think also something to look for whenever you're looking at the waiver wire in general, as kind of a rule in general, is if they're on a good team and they're replacing another good player, they're going to do well. I'm going to talk about that with James Conner and Le'Veon Bell, where it's a good system in place that they're going to be set up to have touches and also be in good places. And so you're talking about Russell Wilson for the Seahawks. Doug Baldwin's obviously a great wide receiver, but he also makes them look a lot better because he passes to it. I also think of the Patriots as another team like that, where Tom Brady makes people look really good by the way he plays.
Yeah, he made Philip Dorsett look amazing last week, which I think is crazy.
I think that Tyler Lockett will be especially a good pickup and especially a good flex play this week because they play the Rams, and the Rams' defense was not very good against the wide receiver last week. They were 31st, so I feel like that's a really good matchup for Lockett or Marshall, and I feel like that will play into who you're picking up.
Yeah, who I'm looking at right now is Will Disley. I've never heard of him, but he had the team high for Seattle of 105 yards. He's a tight end, and he had 105 yards and a touchdown on 5 targets against the Broncos this past weekend. So I think along with Tyler Lockett and Brandon Marshall, if you need a tight end, Baldwin out, Will Disley is another person that you might want to look at. All right, that's awesome. So I'm going to wrap up the show. Thank you guys for coming on. I'm Noah Lichtenberg. Jack Edwards had to exit earlier. But for Jack Edwards, this has been Fracturing Football. Looking forward to an exciting week 2. Good luck in your fantasy leagues.